This vigil in Lima in Peru is for a 32-year-old demonstrator killed on Wednesday during anti-government Gen Z protests. People gathered at the site where he died. A police officer was detained in relation to the shooting.
They are killing us during the protests. They are taking away our rights and leaving us at the mercy of extortionists. They are killing us, so we have to protest.
We demand not only that these mafias stop destroying our country, but also that they stop justifying their criminal actions.
The government on Friday suspended the Lima police chief over the protests. Anger centers on corruption and worsening crime. Tension persists despite the removal of the deeply unpopular President Dina Boluarte earlier this month and her replacement with Congress Speaker Jose Heri. He is interim president till next April. Speaking following Wednesday's protests, the most violent since demonstrations began a month ago, he vowed to stay on in the job.
I was asked if I was going to resign. I will not resign because I'm committed to my country. Fully committed.
Peru's transitional government has announced its intention to declare a state of emergency in Lima without specifying a date and has not ruled out imposing a curfew in the capital. Protesters are calling for the dissolution of parliament.